pickup truck. I picked up my girl, cause I wanted to show her my gloves, cause she had on her mitts. And I blushed brightly when she showed me her perfume that she buys whenever Avon calls. So I took off my pants and I showed her my polka dot undies. My polka dot undies. My polka dot undies from Miracle Mart. I said, look, be careful, I think I'm gonna turn a sharp corner and go up on the grass. She leaned out the window and I thought I saw her pointing to something that flashed by real quick. She said, hey, look at that, it looks just like your polka dot undies. Polka dot undies. Undies that I wear back to front. She smiled and she said, have you seen my brother's new car? Or the one that he stole? Then she asked me to look up her whole damn family, and I went into shock when I found out it was her sister who really liked polka dot undies. Polka dot undies. And chips, and he still sucked his thumb. I said, I don't mind, and she kissed me on my polka dot undies. My polka dot undies. I kissed her softly and I said, I'll tell you what, let's roll up the windows and I'll eat your last bar of chocolate, the one that's in the parcel. She said, no, 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 and she called me a taxi. And I said, I beg your pardon, but getting home real fast before I lose my polka dot undies. Polka dot undies. The moral of the story, like a jewel, it is gleaming, but you'll never find it in a glass of warm milk or tea, cause it will not fit. And you probably already think I am full of fake innuendos and double-meaning rhymes, but I'll tell you that obscenity is all in your polka dot undies. Your polka dot undies.